Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Tomorrow will mark the 9th consecutive week, or what the protesters are calling Act 9, of the Gilets Jaunes demonstrations in France. The cities of Bourges and Paris are preparing for yet more large-scale gatherings. As Bourges is in the centre of France, it is more accessible for a lot of protesters. However, there has been no official request made for a large-scale demonstration. In the meantime, the city of Bourges has nonetheless been preparing for an influx of people and has begun dismantling parking meters in the city that could be vandalised, as well as removing construction equipment. Tomorrow, the city's museums will also all be closed as a precaution. In anticipation of tomorrow's protests, 80,000 police and gendarmes will be deployed across France. The armoured vehicles of the gendarmerie will once again be rolled out in Paris. 11 new charges have been issued in the Hérault department following the torching of toll road booths near Bessin as part of the Gilets Jaunes movement last month. 7 people were placed in custody pending trial at the time. Further charges are scheduled today. The investigation continues into what happened to the 2 pilots of the Mirage 2000 fighter jet who died on Wednesday. The jet disappeared from radar screens during a training flight in the département of Jura. The Minister of Transport, Florence Parly, has confirmed the deaths of 2 experienced military personnel. Jean-Claude Romain will find out today if he has been granted parole or not. Romain was sentenced to life in 1996 for the murder of 5 members of his family. He has been incarcerated at the Maison Centrale of Saint-Mur near Châteauroux ever since. And finally, the new version of the online platform for higher education, Parcoursup, will be unveiled today. The platform has been updated in time for the opening of the exhibition in Paris on what to do post-baccalaureate exam. The improvements to Parcoursup this year include a faster system to prevent students from being kept waiting too long on the outcomes of their applications to university. The new procedure will launch on May 15th and end on July 19th. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.